Thank you for calling The Internet Made Me Do It. This is Melanie. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Amanda. Can you help me stop being a stupid fucking bitch?
I don't think I could ever help you, but I wish you the best of luck.
I love that Instagram.
Oh, you're a fan?
Just kidding, guys. That was called acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move over. Yeah.
Hey, guys. What's up? Welcome back.
Welcome back to season 2 of The Internet Made Me Do It.
Woo, 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 woo. It is currently December 30th, but
so this we're in is the new year. Bum, bum.
Who sings that again?
Death Cab.
Oh, yeah.
Death Cab for Cutie.
That's a good one. I'm tired today. I ran so many errands. I had to go to the doctor. I had to. I can't tell you guys why, but it's so gross. but I can't tell you, so I'm really sorry about it.
You would have to subscribe to her Patreon for that exclusive information.
My OnlyFans, I can sell it to you.
Yeah. What errands did you run today?
Oh, I went to the two grocery stores because I'm making vegan mac and cheese tomorrow for New Year's Eve. I have to send you this fucking recipe. It's so good. Oh, my God. I guess that's it, but it just felt like so much.
I took a lot out of you, huh?
I don't do that much anymore these days, obviously. So I'm like,
know.
Doing anything. What'd you do today?
I worked. I changed my schedule, so I work an hour and 15 minutes later than I usually do, so I am way more refreshed and, like, actually awake when I start working, so that's really nice.
That's good.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird. I think maybe the exhaustion, you can blame it on it being December and it being dark outside so early.
Yeah, I don't get why daylight savings time is still a thing. The farmers will be fine. Let's ask them.
They'll adapt. Well, in Arizona, daylight savings is not a thing. So I loved it. It was great. Never had to worry about anything like that. So
it's so stupid. I'll ask Joe Biden, guys. I have his cell phone number, so I have him on Snapchat.
Ew.
I do not have Snapchat. Do you?
I have an account because I used to be active on Snapchat, but I do not post on Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't use it. I feel like it's for high schoolers. Sorry.
It's for sending nudes.
Big donkeys.
Or little ones.
Or ding-dongs.
I've seen little cornichons on there.
What'd you say?
Cornichons.
Are those little
pickles? You know those little pickles? Yep.
Little garks.
God, I love them. They're so good. I'm glad that this is a pro pickle pod.
This is a pro pickle pod. This is a pro vinegar-based pod.
Mm-hmm.
Pickled vegetables. I had really good potato or vegan potato salad from Whole Foods today. Oh, you should get it whenever you go to Whole Foods. Ugh, I love. What else is pickled in vinegar? Pickled onions.
Oh, pickled onions, so good. Oh, I should mention, even though I don't drink anymore, you did make a post about Bloody Marys, and I am a Bloody Mary lover. They
Bloody
are
Mary.
So delicious.
I love Bloody Marys. Oh, they are so good. I love the mix. I love it. The spicy. I love it. Oh, wow. It's so good.
They're so good. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bloody Marys. They're very, very delicious.
Seth just texted me. Pickled vegetables with the throw up emoji.
Ah, shut
no,
the
boys
fuck
allowed.
Up, Seth.
Get out. I'm not rich. I don't have a house, so I have a one bedroom apartment.
Look, you're living La Vida Loca, okay?
Yeah. Also, I'm drinking a Red Bull. Don't do as I do.
Wow. I haven't had an energy drink in so long. Unless you count yerba mate, which I don't.
It's a tea, right?
It is, but it is so caffeinated that it makes me feel like I'm like my soul is leaking out of my body like slime.
Whoa, I want to try that.
I love it. It's delicious.
Are you drinking anything?
I am not, but it is because it's because before we started I drank a gigantic kombucha. Oh. It was a tall boy. So, here's my life. I subscribe to Imperfect Foods. Mm-hmm. And I love them. And my absolute favorite kombucha company, Brew Doctor, which is local to Portland, I think I've mentioned it before. It's my favorite besides Health Aid. So Brew Doctor and Imperfect Foods have a kombucha that they made together, and it's a tall boy of, what is it? It's blood orange, ginger, something else, but it's really, really good. So I had that, so I'm, my thirst is quenched.
She's drinking spit.
Oh my god.
Yuck.
Guys, I guess we'll just get right into it, right?
Yeah, let's dive right in.
So we put up a poll on our Instagram and said, would you guys want to hear a... It's so funny to put up polls because it's like, we're going to do it anyway, but like...
I know. But we want to gauge if people actually want to listen to it.
Which, thank you, like, for answering, honestly. I just think it's funny that people voted that they wouldn't want to hear about religion.
Well, here's the thing. I think it depends on who's talking about it. Because if they didn't know if we, like... what we would say,
oh, like
about
we're
it,
trying to save them, I would, or something.
Yeah, I would be like, no fucking thanks, I don't want to hear about that. I totally get that. But I'm here to talk about my Catholic guilt. Same. So here we go.
I have Christian guilt. Okay.
Yeah,
well, I guess we should say our oh, by the way, we are going to be talking about religion, and I am 28. Amanda, how old are you?
28.
And I know that if I was like trying to find myself in this crazy fucking world, I would love to hear a podcast from two iconic girlies that have lived their life and what they have to say about it in, like, layman's terms, you know? Not, like, from your pastor, not from, like, anything, just two friends hanging out chatting. And we have, like, very similar stories, I would say, so.
So, my family is Catholic, like I said 30 seconds ago, but they are not like super duper scary religious. My parents are like very just like middle of the road with their like beliefs.
Can we just give a disclaimer? You guys already know we don't fucking care what you believe as long as you're not hurting anyone.
Oh yeah,
we're not here to shame any religions. We're just telling our own stories and our experience.
Unless they're scary,
yeah, like Scientology, you can get the fuck out.
I've been seeing some scary shit about Mormonism through TikTok. Yeah. People who are not with the church anymore talking about those experiences that are disgusting and scary. But, I mean, generally, you know what? We're not trying to... I don't have a bone to pick with anyone. These are just opinions and our experiences.
Yeah, like, life is hard. It's totally fine. And if you find something that makes you feel, like, good about life, yeah, I'm all about it.
If you're not a dick and you're not harming other people... It's none of my business.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So I had been like going to church like my whole life, pretty much. As long as I can remember, I was like baptized, and I remember being bored as fuck in church all the time and really hating it. The thing about like Catholicism is like it's not really Bible focused, so I couldn't tell you shit about the Bible. I've never read the Bible. It's just more about like other stories, but never like about Bible verses. I couldn't tell you a single fucking Bible verse. But yeah, like my parents had me go to like CCD. Still couldn't tell you what the fuck that stands for. But it was like a Wednesday night, like couple hours church class. Let's learn about saints and that stuff. And then like, they stopped, like, making us go to church every weekend when we became, like, I don't know, high school. But mind you, I would fight tooth and nail every weekend. I would be like, oh, I'm in the shower way longer than I should be, so I don't have to go to church. Maybe we don't have to go to church. It was just so fucking boring.
Was it? So you went to Catholic church, right? So it's
yeah,
like,
uh-huh.
I've only so been to like one mass, and it's like a lot of like reading and like standing and sitting and singing hymns.
Standing, sitting.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Kneeling, communion. Taking communion. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was just like, ugh. Then I went to like teen life a couple of times, like in high school, but I don't know. I have such a strange relationship with religion that I will definitely get more into depth, but that's basically my background of it. I was never confirmed as a Catholic. It's just weird. So I wasn't like as into it as a lot of people had been. Like my parents tried to encourage me to go to a private Catholic school, I think, but I was like, I don't want it. They were like, okay, I won't make you. But yeah, so that's my background. What about you?
I was raised Christian and I guess like non-denominational. Mm-hmm. So I have basically gone to Christian school my whole life. I had a brief moment of like 2 years. How long was I in community college? I feel like I was in community college for like 4 years. I don't know. But I went to a like public community college. But then when I went to get like my bachelor's degree, I went to a private college, private elementary school, private high school. And I fucking loved it. I loved private high school. I liked that it was small because I just feel like maybe I would have been really scared going to a public school, just like 400 people. And like, I had like 90 kids in my like graduating class. Everyone knew each other. Like, yeah, I just felt like really comfortable there. But I don't think you get like obviously the best education when you go to a Christian school. So my school is a Calvary Chapel. And if you know what those are, they're basically like non-denominational chains. It's like a chain of church. So
yeah,
like growing up, I definitely was a Christian. Like, obviously, how much can you be a Christian when you're a child? So when I was 15, Becky and I went to this thing called the Harvest Crusade, which sounds terrifying, and it is. It is a crusade, like a 3-day weekend at Angel Stadium in Anaheim. And it's like music, and like the pastor like calls people down. You get to walk onto the field if you like accept God and stuff. And like on the third night, Becky and I went down there, and it felt like, oh, like I'm really a Christian now. Because like when you're, you know, like I said, like 10, you don't really know anything about the world. Not like you know anything about the world when you're 15, but you can, you know, feel emotions and feel what is right or wrong. So definitely felt like, okay, I'm a Christian now. And I was. If anyone knows this term, lukewarm, like you're a lukewarm Christian, that's basically how I felt my whole life. Like, I've never felt, quote, on fire for God. Maybe, like, in certain...
Oh, my God.
I'm on fire!
I'm horny for God.
That's our new merch. Okay, so, high school. The beginning of every high school year, the high school would go to camp for the weekend, and it was like a Christian camp, and it's like where they literally just like pump you full of worship music and saying like, you guys, you can do so much better in this life with God. It's like all the trigger words you like to hear. It's like they're them emotionally like traumatizing you, and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm a shitty person. I need God in my life. And you're like 15 years old. Like, what? And so I would always like feel good after those. And then like I was a pretty good kid, not like, and I definitely think it was because I was a Christian. I didn't like drink. I also like wanted to save drinking for turning 21 because I was just like, what's the point in like getting a fake ID? Like it won't even be fun when you're older. Which is probably why I went so fucking hard these past 10 years. But this is like so personal, but I did wait till marriage to have sex, and I will get into that. But definitely like one of my biggest regrets in life was waiting till marriage. And if that is anything, if you get anything from this episode, I encourage you to question that. It's not wrong to have sex. Like it is the most purely carnal, animalistic thing that like we could do. Like every species does it. Like you're not bad for doing it. I obviously encourage you to do it with someone that you're comfortable with, and like I'm not even saying you have to have feelings for these people, but like be comfortable with them being, you guys know what I mean. But like was told, okay, because this is really scary. In high school we would have these days called spiritual emphasis days. And besides every Wednesday when we would have chapel, there was these random days in the months called spiritual emphasis days. And some days they would talk about purity. We could talk about purity culture too. But they would basically preach, be abstinent or the condom's going to break and you're going to be pregnant. Like I remember this woman took a condom and put it over her arm with a fist And I was like, oh, fuck. That's terrifying. Never having sex until I'm married. And
yeah.
It's just like such, that is horrible to teach. Because it's fear-mongering. It's telling people that they're horrible. And this whole, like, you're giving a piece of your heart away to your future husband, which is like, don't even get me started on, like, the heterosexualness of it all. But, like, yeah. So, I was told, like, if you wait till marriage, God is going to bless your sex life and it's going to be really good. And the first time I had sex was traumatizing. Like, and it, like, it, I'm getting real vulnerable. I don't care because I think this will help people. But, like Seth and I had sex, or attempted, I should say. I started bawling my eyes out. I could not breathe. And he was like, he felt so bad, obviously, because he waited with me too. I mean, obviously, but he had sex before he met me. But I felt so bad for him because I was like, we waited this whole time. And it was like so painful. Not what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like traumatizing. And that is the moment I questioned my entire life and what I believed. And like that was when I was 26, so that was 2 years ago. Yeah, so that's where I'm at now. I'll go into later years.
I was gonna ask what like sex ed was for you and your and your school.
Our health class our teacher would be like, ATM, what does that stand for? And there was a poster in the classroom and it said abstinence till marriage.
That is scary. I was going to say that, like, my experience in public school is I was exposed to so much shit, but I really do appreciate, like, our sex ed that I had, like, in middle school and high school. I don't think I had it in high school, just in, like, middle school. It was very, very real and, like, honest instead of, like, save yourself. I remember, like, in the sex ed, one of the girls in my grade was, like, because they were talking about safe sex.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, my middle school was like all walks of life type of people, so there's like no excuse to like not be like, here we go. But anyway, this girl was like, we're talking about safe sex, and this girl asked, well, can you use two condoms at the same time to be extra safe? And then like the PE teacher was like, no, that's actually not great, that'll like, you're more likely to break the condom if you use two, so just use one. And it was like just so real. Like, obviously we're all gonna, I'm pretty sure people were like having sex in middle school. I was not having sex in middle school, but I was being sexual. I started early with sex stuff, which was like, uh-oh, that's so bad. But
I did too. That is another I would say like sixth grade for me, and I felt horrible.
I mean, like, I was ugly, so the first time I had like a boyfriend was seventh grade, and he was in eighth grade, and that lasted only like a couple of months. But then like the summer going into eighth grade, I dated somebody who was 3 years older than me. So that's when I started like really, you know, doing that kind of stuff. And I felt so bad. My parents would try to be like, no sex until marriage. And I don't know if that was a religious thing or if they were trying to protect me from scummy people. kind of thing.
I think parents like to like, they like for their children to like, quote, air quotes, learn from their mistakes. So they like try to harp it in. I have to say something really quick. I, in eighth grade, had a boyfriend for literally a day because I felt, because I wasn't allowed to date. I called him that night because it was like the first time I felt anxious. And I literally said, hey, I can't date you, like, the Holy Spirit is telling me not to date you. And I felt that in my fucking bones, dude. It's, like, funny but scary at the same time.
I'm truly speechless.
I know.
He was probably also, like, what the fuck?
I know.
Unless like, he was, okay, like, religious.
No, he was just like, I get it. And, like, I also want people to know, like, I had such a good, like, high school experience because, like, that's where Becky and I have been best friends since ninth grade. And, like, I had really good friends. Like, I had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I just also had, like, a lot of guilt associated with all the fun.
I know. For real.
Let's fast forward to, like, college. What was your college like?
Well, I didn't fucking go to college.
Well, you went to school.
I went to cosmetology school. I don't know. It was like, at that time, I think, well, let's roll back a little bit.
Okay,
because
okay.
I had kind of been like, eh, I don't know what I believe in for like a while, like as a teenager, just because like, honestly, everything that I was told about religion scared the fuck out of me. I've just always been a really anxious person as long as I can remember. I truly have an anxiety disorder, and the idea of hell scared the fuck out of me.
Yep.
It scared the absolute fuck out of me. Even still to this day, I'm like, if I do this thing, am I going to go to hell?
Mm-hmm.
And so even questioning, which is a very natural thing to do, obviously, is to question.
Mm-hmm.
If I can only speak for me who was brought up in a religious household, but to question, like, is this real?
Yeah.
So I have been in therapy on and off since I was, like, 13. I remember talking to, like, one of my therapists at the time about questioning everything that I had been taught, really. And there was this time in my life, I think between, like, 16 to, I mean, even maybe now a little bit, that, like, I really heavily believed in reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was a child, I just had, like, these memories of things that never happened, but I knew that they happened. But they didn't happen in this life.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think this is what happened to me in a past life. And I'm like, I think this is how I died. And it's like, how could I know that as, like, a small child?
Yeah.
And my therapist was like, small children are really intuitive. It's really possible that, you know, that's something that actually happened. I will never know for certain. Not on this lifetime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, it's really normal between ages, like, 17 to, like, your 20s to, like, question religion, and it's totally normal. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm glad that it's normal, but it's so hard because when we made that episode for Halloween and I talked about my experience with a ghost, at that time I was, like, agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm still kind of, like, agnostic,
because mm-hmm.
you just never fucking know. You have a human brain. Like, how do you know?
Yeah, unless, it's like you can't really fathom a different world, like, to try to fathom the thought of heaven and hell and all this shit. It's, like, too much for our fucking little pea brains to even fathom.
It is. And, I mean, you can only really believe in, like, what your intuition says and science.
Yes.
I believe in science. Science obviously makes sense. There's evidence. There's proof. Also, like, back to what I said about, like, the episode, the Halloween episode, that, like, what brought me back into, like, feeling, like, secure in the idea of religion is when I had that, like, really awful, scary experience with the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds so, like, stupid, but, like, it really did it for me. I was like, this made me, like, not question shit anymore. Obviously, like, demons are real. I don't know. I don't know if I feel that way now, but I do know that, like, ghosts have to be a thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it from, like, I probably sound like a quack, but from, like, a science perspective, like, it's your energy and it's your matter, and it just doesn't go away when you die.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, like, ghosts have to be a thing
in
my brain. That's how I feel. It's okay if you disagree.
Yeah.
But I see the way that religion makes some people and how people use it as a way to be hateful for humankind and also, like, queer people.
Yeah.
Which, ding dong, that's me. My parents were never like that, I gotta say. They were never like, fuck the gays or anything like that. So that's good. So I wasn't brought up in that sort of setting. So I never felt like, oh, I was wrong or gross for being queer. Well, not in a religious way, but I was like, oh my God, society.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's just, like, kind of where I'm at right now. What about you?
Well, so with my family, I've talked about it a little. My stepdad came into my life when I was, like, 7, and then my parents got married when I was, like, 13. And my parents are, like, hardcore conservative Christians, Republicans, all that. And I remember, like, growing up, my stepdad would be like, Melanie, what are the 3 things that Christians should care about when they vote? And he would literally make me and my brother say it. And it was gay marriage, abortion and Israel. But yeah, basically, like, we can't support gay marriage. We are pro-life and we have to support Israel or something. My parents, like, when I voted in the election with Mitt Romney and Obama, I didn't know. Like, I was like, yeah, I'll vote for Mitt Romney. I don't know. I don't. And, like, I remember watching Obama win and I was, like, crying because I was like, I'm not supposed to like this. Like, I don't like this. And, like, I literally cried because I was, like, brainwashed, I think. Like, what the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Growing up, I thought that my parents were so smart, and they are smart mm-hmm. people. I'm not saying that if you guys ever listen to this. But I was like, whoa, my stepdad can quote a Bible verse like that. Like, that is so, I want to be like that. I want to know. But he would use it against me. Like, if I was getting in trouble, there'd be a Bible verse and, like, all this stuff. And I, like, in eighth grade, I would be like, oh, yeah, like, gay marriage is wrong. What the fuck does an eighth grader know? You know, like, stuff like now I think, like, because, okay, you have to remember when Amanda and I were in eighth grade, literally nothing existed. Like, we had our friends at school. That was the best time.
What, 2006, 2007? Yeah.
Like, we didn't have amazing TikTok now, you know, like, where you can just see. I remember when I first joined the internet, there was this guy and he was atheist. And I was like, whoa, that's so crazy. And I remember going to church one day and praying for him because I was like, I need to save him. But I was like, how are we friends? It was like so interesting. Also about like Seth and stuff, like Seth also grew up like me, but he grew up in the South. So it was like more conservative over there. But he's never been like he's been a conservative the way that I was a conservative. Like when you're a teenager and you can't even fucking vote, you just like agree with what your parents believe, you know? And then you like live your life and you're like, oh, being gay is not wrong at all. That's funny. Oh yeah, like I'm pro-choice, obviously. So in these last 2 years, like ever since I started questioning like what I believe in when I got married, it's funny because Seth and I didn't talk about it until this year that we had both been feeling the same, because I'd be like, Seth, I need you to like lead us like towards Christ. Like I need you to, we need to like do more devotions and stuff. And he's like, yeah, sure. I was like, or we should do like separate ones. And I'd be like trying to like force something to like click inside of me. But like, mm-hmm. I just didn't want it. And I finally, like, come to that realization, like, that I just, like, don't think I believe all this. And it came to a fucking head this year when I saw these mm-hmm. fucking white evangelical Christian churches saying that they're being oppressed because they have to shut down because of a global fucking pandemic, acting like they're the only religion in the world, acting like these mosques and Catholic churches and all these places are shut down. Like, malls are shut down. Like, it's not just church. And they're acting mm-hmm. like they're so oppressed. And they're the ones saying, like, vote for Trump. They're the ones saying, I'm not going to wear a mask because you're being a sheep. And it's sad because, like, my parents have turned into, like, these hardcore conservatives. Or hardcore conspiracy theorist conservatives. And it's just, like, has really let me down. My biggest thing, too, is about gay marriage and being gay. People that believe... Because here's the thing about being a Christian. You have to believe all or nothing. You can't pick and choose what you believe in the Bible. And that's what I was doing. But I just can't, in good faith, believe that gay people are wrong. Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that are like, it is wrong. It's just like any other sin, which is bullshit. Like, they act like being gay equals, like, when people lie. Like, that's such bullshit to me. Anyways. They just say that to make themselves feel better. But so they think, okay, you can be gay. Sure, you can be gay. But you can't act on that sin. So you want people to live their whole life without... Because I think they just think of the sex part. But they don't understand that, like, there's emotions. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but I can't subscribe to the idea that these people are supposed to live their entire life celibate. And then it leads to people... killing themselves. Like, I'm sorry, I can't and I won't. And if that's who God is, which I don't think that is, like, mm-hmm. I definitely believe, this is what I believe now, the world is too, like, intricate and detailed to not be made by something. I don't know what that is, though. Like, I believe that there is a higher power. I don't know if it's God. I don't know if it's... I definitely believe in the universe, like, obviously. But, like, I... And then... Sorry, I'm jumping all over the place because I just have so many thoughts about this. But, like...
You're
the
good.
The fact that the Bible is written by man through God. Written through... Wait, what? Written by men, but breathed through God. Like, God wrote it, but used men. I'm sorry. Anyone can say that. Like, I could be like, oh, God wrote this and write, like, pee-pee-poo-poo, you know?
Well, like, I'm sure you probably know what I'm talking about. I don't know the Bible quote or whatever the fuck. You might. Yeah. The Bible quote.
Page 4.
That's, like, that's basically a air quotes, against gay marriage, that it's like a man cannot lay with another man, but that was translated to a man, like, can't lay with a boy, which is, like, what it originally was against pedophilia, and through translation, it was interpreted as you can't be with the same gender. And do people honestly fucking believe that Noah's Ark actually happened?
I don't know. Because I was a believer. It's like, I was a fucking believer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say thank fucking God for TikTok because I've followed so many, like, it's, the hashtag is like exvangelical. And it's like people that have, like, deconstructed their faith and, like, brought it back up. Like, shout out God is gray. Love you, queen. There's also, like, pastors on there that are like, you're not supposed to take the Bible literally. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because, like Amanda, I'm fucking petrified of hell. Like, sometimes I just want to believe in it. So, like, just in case I'm wrong, I don't go to hell. Yeah. But also, I'm not going to live my life scared. Like, I'm not going to do that. But then they're explaining that hell is, like, a figurative place. Like, it's not literally a...
Yeah. Well, what I've heard from on TikTok is somebody, the translation, like, where the word hell came from is from a real place that I think was Gehenna in Israel. That was, like, literally on fire. And it's like, hell's not, like, a real place. That's what this was. And then it was interpreted this way. It's like played a game of telephone. Totally. You know what I mean? Just saying, like, banana. But then at the end of it, it's like, Russia. And you're like, what the fuck? Yeah. How did you get Russia? But I guess it's Russia, you know? I don't know. I just pulled that out of my ass. But okay, so what I think of when I think of little me having religious anxiety at the time was Hercules. And when Hercules has to go save Meg from hell.
Ooh.
Do you remember how scary hell was portrayed in Hercules?
Yes. The things like grabbing onto the boat, like the...
Yeah. The spirits, the tortured spirits for eternity. Dude, that fucked me up.
Yeah.
That scared the absolute shit out of me. I think that's, I mean, like, shit, you know, stuff that you see as a child can be really impactful and live with you forever. Mm-hmm. And then also, you ever watch Prince of Egypt? People love that movie. Scared the fucking shit out of me when, like,
God
kills the babies. Isn't it that they have to, like, they have to put the blood on the door, and then they, anybody who didn't put the blood on the door frame, their firstborn will be killed.
Like, do you believe, like, that happened? Like, the plagues, like the locust came, and then the blood, and then the darkness.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, we have this fucked up coronavirus. You know?
True.
But watching that as a child really scared me. It's like, you don't do this one thing, I'm gonna kill a baby. It's like, whoa. So that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where, like, anything that reminded me of the Prince of Egypt, so, like, mummies, I had to do an art project in third grade about mummies that made me think of the Prince of Egypt, which made me think about that scary thing. I would stay up all night and, like, vomit from the anxiety.
Oh my God. But the soundtrack is so good.
I don't remember it.
It's like, there can be miracles.
I remember
Are
that.
Are you triggered? Are you triggered? Like,
yeah, no, but that scared the shit out of me. And related, but also not, what also made me think of Prince of Egypt and made me scared as shit. Was, remember that episode of Did you watch Courage the Cowardly Dog?
No.
Oh, no, no. All right, folks. Everyone who's listening to this, the episode with Return the Slab, that scared the fucking shit out of me, too. In the same way that Prince of Egypt did. I know they're not, like, related, but it was like, Ramses' tomb! It was scary. If you saw the picture of the guy in that episode, you would be like, I've seen that on Tumblr.
I want to see.
But,
well, do you remember...
Yeah, it's scary.
Have you ever rode Mr. Toad's Wild Ride at Disneyland?
Yeah.
When you go,
you literally go to hell.
And it's hot.
And it's hot?
Yeah, what the fuck? Imagine being a kid riding that, like, wow!
Wow, I'm in hell. Yeah, fucking scary, dude.
Yeah. Seth and I have been talking about it a lot lately because, like I said, like, we finally admitted to each other, like, we don't know if we believe this, and now Seth's, like, full-blown socialist left.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. We were talking about it yesterday. We were like, so you're telling me you're born and no one asked to be here. You have to spend your whole life not fucking up, and you better believe in God or else you're going to hell.
That's scary.
And you, it's your fault for sinning. Like, you, like, what you're doing is bad. That's weird. And I don't believe it. Sorry.
I don't think so either. Because, like, any kind of God, why would you believe in a God that isn't loving and forgiving?
Yeah.
Or anything like that? Just, like, constantly living your life in fear, like you're a hamster in a cage. It's scary to think about, even now. And there's, I mean, like, here's the thing. I'm not trying to be like a witch or something, but I believe in energy. Mm-hmm. Herbs are healing. You'll just never know what happens when you die until you're there.
Yep. So you might as well crack one open.
I just want to have a good time. I want to be the best person I can be. I'm a human. I'm flawed. I'm trying to do my best, but I still think I'm like, well, what if me doing my best is fucking up because I'm not, like, religious? I think I'm a spiritual person to an extent, but I don't find myself to be religious.
Yeah, same. Like, I'm a person that I need to figure something out right away. I need to figure out this task. I need to figure out something. So this year I've been like, I really need to figure out, like, what I believe. And then I was like, no, I fucking don't. If I don't go to heaven, air quotes, because questioned a really weird religion that, like, I never could get 100% proven facts of, that sucks. And mm-hmm. I don't want to be a part of that. You know, like, mm-hmm. that just sucks to me. But if there is a heaven, I know I'm going there. So, and I have a lot of, like, religious church trauma, definitely purity culture trauma. And yeah. I'm just coming to terms with it this year. So I know it's going to take, which is also terrifying because it's 28 years of my life that I maybe didn't believe the right thing. So that's very hard to, like, come to terms with. Yeah. Like, it's almost, like, debilitating sometimes. But also, like, I feel, like, a lot more free now because I'm just, like,
yeah,
like, I don't have to be this, quote, on fire person. Like, I always felt like I'm probably not, like, God probably, like, does not like me. And I will say, like, I still pray. Like, I'll, like, do you like me? Circle yes or no. Like, I'll still, like, pray sometimes. I'll be like, God. Because, like, even when I was believing it, I always was, like, this is a very, like, personal relationship, like, just between me and God. Like, I don't care about church, I don't care about anything, like, so I still, like, pray and stuff because it makes me feel better, and I think that's innocent and fine, and I'll never figure it out, like you said, until you die, you know. But I'm trying not to, like, worry about it, and I know that's easier said than done, but I don't know, it gets easier to just be like, especially if, like, your social issues don't align with it, why would you want to believe in it?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah,
I'm not that bitch that's gonna be like, love the sin or hate the sin. Fuck you. That's so stupid and annoying.
Ew.
Like, oh, you're so holy and, like, you're so nice for still loving me, but thinking that I'm secretly gonna go to hell. Ew. Gay people, it's proven that, like, it's not a choice. I didn't wake up and think, like, have to, like, force myself to be straight. Like, so just let people live. I'm sorry. I'm pissed about it.
Do you feel like, only answer if you feel comfortable, but circling back to what you said about waiting to bone until you're mm-hmm. married, do you feel like you missed out, or, like, do you regret
it? Yeah, 100%. I wish I could have, like, fucked around before. I have to, like, talk to Seth about it, too. Like, it's definitely gotten so much better, like, because now I'm just like, because when I did have sex for the first time, I was like, mm-hmm. am I allowed to be doing this? Like, all of a sudden, just because we said, like, I do, I'm, like, allowed to, like, be a human. So, it's still, like, it just sucks, you guys. Like, please, rethink waiting till marriage. Like, please. Live your fucking life. Obviously, be safe. Don't be a freaking idiot. But just please, if you get anything from this.
Sometimes I think about, because, well, to get personal, mm-hmm. how you talked about in the beginning of the episode about, like, trying to have sex. Mm-hmm. I, before I actually, like, successfully had sex, my ex and I at the time tried, because it was painful, yeah. and it sucked. Yeah. It sucked. And I try to think about, if I had only had sex with this one person my entire life, horrible. Mm-hmm. I think about having sex with that person, that was, like, the worst sex ever. Yeah. But I wouldn't have known until I, like, started fucking other people. You know what I mean? And, like, I waited until, like, a year or something into that relationship. I was a little baby when I had sex. Like, we started dating when I was 15. Like, we boned when I was 16. And then after we broke up, I had sex with, like, half of the people I've had sex with, like, that year. Like, after we broke up, like, within a year. And I, like, wish that at the time, because I was like, I think sex needs to be, like, really special. It doesn't. No. It really doesn't. Nothing has to hold any meaning if you don't want it to. I mean, be courteous of other people's feelings. Like, if somebody's, like, emotionally invested, don't, like, just, like,
don't have sex with them. Yeah. Dumb. Like,
yeah. But, like, yeah, it's such a weird thing. I'm trying to think if I felt guilt about it. Because I was never like, I'm going to save myself into marriage. Because, like, I, you know, like, fucked around before that. But
I do want to say I did literally except butt stuff. But, like, literally everything else besides penetrative sex before I got married. So, like, I did do things with other people.
That's an interesting point that you bring up, too. Did you feel guilt about fucking around in different ways that were sex?
No, I didn't. Because I was like, at least I'm not. Just texted me, you did what before you got married?
You'll find out in this episode, okay? that's so interesting because it's like, so in your health class, was it basically just like, you can't have penetrative sex?
No, it was you can't have sex. But I was like,
Does that fall, like, blowjobs?
I'm sure. I don't even remember the word blowjob even being said. I just remember, like, abstain from sex.
Yeah, so I'm curious then if, like, because I think people, like, make their way around it. Because I think some sort of, like, raunch cartoon, like, probably Family Guy or something was like, you can fuck me in the ear because I'm saving myself
time. Like, I guess I technically wasn't a virgin because I had done other things. But, like,
yeah, virginity is whatever the fuck you make of it. Like,
don't hold on to, why is it, especially for women, it's this precious little thing. But if a guy does it, it's like, hell yeah, brother. Fuck that.
Oh, you know what this makes me think about, too? Is it a Catholic thing to give things up for Lent? I remember in a teen life group, one of the older guys, he was probably, I don't know, like 19, maybe 20, I don't know. He said he gave up masturbation for Lent. It's like, bruh.
Oh my god, said it out loud.
We don't want to know. Yeah. I think, like, there's such a weird... Ew. If you stigmatize something, shit's gonna go wrong. If I was ever a parent, for some reason, I would be like, hey child, if you're having sex, fine. But please do this to be safe. Yeah,
100%.
Being like, hands off, can't have sex. I'm going to have sex. And I'm probably going to have a lot of unprotected sex because I don't really, like, I know it's whatever. And I did. I had so much unprotected sex.
You never got pregnant. That is crazy.
I've never been pregnant. I guess I'm just really blessed.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, I've never gotten pregnant. I've had a lot of unprotected sex. If you just make shit more, like, less stigmatized, people are gonna be safer. Yep. Like, because I was gonna say, it's such a bummer that those health class teachings are like, you have to be abstinent until marriage. It's like, let's come on, realistic. Dudes. It's like people are gonna have sex. Doesn't God forgive all sins? Didn't he die for your fucking sins?
So how you said, like, kids are gonna, like, sneak around, not use condoms because they're too scared to buy them because, oh, what if someone sees me buying these? I'm not supposed to be having sex right now. Then they're gonna be having sex in their cars. It's like, no!
People get pregnant and then they have to live with a baby because if you get an abortion, fuck you.
But we're not gonna take care of your baby. But you have to keep it.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah. I'm over it. I will wrap it up in a bow for me. I'm so much happier now that I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, I am.
Freedom.
And I don't feel bad for being a hypocrite. Like, I love everyone and, like, truly love them. Like, I love gay people and I don't have to be like, man, I really wish I could support you. Like, oh, God. Just support people.
Yeah, so if you're in a cult, get out. If you have religious guilt, what's up? Welcome to the pod. Oh, did you watch Yes, God, Yes yet? You should. Okay. You should watch it tonight. You're going to be like, bunch of horny teens.
Did you watch Middle Ground? It's like, do you know the channel Jubilee on YouTube? Okay, I'll send you a link. It's like Middle Ground. It's like they take opposites. Like they took, the one I'm going to send you is progressive Christians versus conservative Christians. And they ask them a question and see if they can find middle ground. And it's very interesting.
Oh.
So I'll send that to you.
Oh. That sounds kind of familiar. I think I may know what you're talking about, but I haven't seen that. The world is fucking weird. Just don't be an asshole and, like, don't shove your beliefs down other people's throats and just, like, let us gays be gay.
And America wasn't founded on God, I'm so sorry, or on Christianity, so stop saying that and stop voting with your fucking politics because that's fucking rude.
We're on stolen land.
Yeah, fuck yourself. God, sorry I cuss so much in this podcast, but I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck either.
I give a fucking shithead.
I don't give a hoot or a toot.
We could literally talk about this more. We would love to hear your thoughts. So on our Instagram that you guys never comment on, please let us know what you think. And our Discord.
Yeah, hop up on our Discord. It's cool. I love, like, the conversations that
I literally just saw those when I got on Discord to get on here. So I need to read through them.
Yeah, that was exciting. You guys are really sweet. You're my faves. Shout out you guys. I'm not gonna say any names in case you want to be anonymous, but you guys are cute. I hope this wasn't a scary topic for you guys. I hope you weren't like, uh-oh, are these guys going to come out as, like, big ol' Christians? No. Safe space.
So Amanda says she's agnostic, and I would say I am a hopeful agnostic.
Here's the things that I believe in. I believe in the Zodiac. Whoa. The
Zodiac killer?
Even more. No! But even more than that, I believe in my period chart. Like my period tracker more than anything, because that's never been wrong.
Wow, that's
it's proven to be more. It's been more real than my birth chart, and it's proven more validity than.
I believe in the Enneagram.
So. We gotta go, guys.
We love you, and everything will be fine.
Every little thing is gonna be all right.
Hey, reggae fan.
Oh yeah,
that's me, the biggest one on the block.
Obviously.
Okay. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. See you soon.
Bye. Bye.